This is Weekend Edition Saturday. I'm Dave DeWitt. Advocates held vigils across North Carolina last night. In Durham, a group of several dozen organized a memorial for Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, black men whose deaths were captured on video and shared widely on social media. In Raleigh, the mother of a man killed earlier this year by police called for officers to be held to a higher standard of accountability. WUNC reporter Jorge Valencia joins us to talk about the events. Welcome, Jorge.
Hello, Dave.
You were in Raleigh all day Friday, where several different groups organized events that had different purposes. The first was a previously scheduled rally that dealt with police body cameras. Who held the event and why?
The first rally was organized by a group called the Southeast Asian Coalition. This is a group of Asian Americans from all over North Carolina. Primarily, they came from Charlotte. And they had planned before these shootings took place to petition the governor to veto a bill that is on his desk that would limit people's access to police body camera tape. In particular, they were motivated by the case of a woman called Gio Riva. She was a Vietnamese-American, and she was killed in an encounter with Greensboro police 2 years ago. And it took family 2 years to get access to the tape that the police officer recorded with part of his uniform. And here is the lead organizer of this organization, Kat Bowley.
They, from the beginning, did not want to make a big event out of this. They wanted closure. They wanted to see what happened to their loved one. I think that's super critical for healing, especially for families with a loved one that's been taken away at the hands of police.
So as you can see, this what happened this week is not something that's been happening in a vacuum. This connects with themes and trends that we've been seeing for a very long time.
Jorge, a few hours later, the mother of Akil Dankins addressed a gathering in Morris Square in downtown Raleigh. Dankins was killed earlier this year by a white police officer. What did his mother have to say?
Yeah, this was a very powerful moment because hundreds of people gathered in Morris Square, downtown Raleigh, not very far from where Akil Dankins was killed. And the mother stood there and she said that she was asking for transparency, for accountability, and she had some thoughts that she wanted to share when police officers were killed in Dallas. And here's something that she had to say about the shooter in that case.
I do understand the feelings behind why he did what he did. We are fed up. I'm not saying that that's what I want to happen here in Raleigh, because I stand in peace. I stand to learn how I can do better and how we can do better to make this thing go away.
Police across the state yesterday were reporting called-in threats, and they're calling for both calm and unity in the aftermath of the shootings this week. And yesterday, Greensboro Police Chief Wayne Scott spoke on the state of things.
Here in Greensboro, we talk about building bridges, build bridges in those communities that traditionally we haven't had strong relationships. And police departments across this country are doing it, but I think we've got to continue and be more proactive in every aspect and every opportunity we have to.
That's Greensboro Police Chief Wayne Scott. And Jorge, you covered the aftermath of police shootings in Durham and Raleigh in the past few years. And we've seen new police chiefs in both of those cities recently. And the question is, can those bridges that he talked about get built?
You know, I got in touch with a friend of mine, just a personal, very close friend of mine who is a police officer. And his reaction to it, he was very upset. He says, I wish that we could just quit killing each other. So I think that what everybody wants is for this to stop. It's just a matter of how do we address it. And it seems from the people that I've been talking about on multiple sides of this very complex issue, it seems that we're going to have a change of culture, both generally, also in our police force, accountability, and perhaps better training for our police departments all across the country. So back again to the question, that's something that it seems that everybody wants, but a lot of people are trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Thanks, Jorge.
Thanks, Dave.
Jorge Valencia is a reporter here at WUNC.